everyone, it's Lori Short, and if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you will notice that today we added a little theme music to the beginning. So I am feeling really legit in this podcast now. But today I want to talk about something that I think many of us struggle with, and that is how to discern God's leading when we feel called to do something. And whether or not God gives us a sign before he calls us to take a step of faith. Today's verse actually says no. Sometimes we're called to take a step of faith before we get our sign. The context of this verse is that Moses is speaking with God through the burning bush. And many of you know that little scene in Exodus 3. And God is telling him that he wants Moses to go to Pharaoh and convince him to free the Israelites, which is something I'm sure Moses had been praying for, as well as many of the Jewish people, for the oppression of the Israelites in Egypt. But he never dreamed that he himself would be called to be the answer to this prayer. So Moses is understandably intimidated by this prospect, and God wants to reassure him. So he tells him, I will be with you. And then he says this in verse 12. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And I can imagine that Moses was excited when God first said, now this is going to be your sign. Like, okay, God, what is going to be my sign? And then, of course, when he said, after you've brought the people out of Egypt, you'll worship God on this mountain. I'm sure Moses was like, well, what kind of sign is that? Signs are supposed to happen before the fact, not after. But that's not the kind of sign that God gives Moses. The sign is going to come after he obeys. So Moses will have to take his step of faith first, and then he'll realize it was God who sent him. And I think so often that is the way God works in our life too. And I want to look at a couple things that we can glean from this little lesser known verse. This verse is one of the verses in my new book that's coming out in 1 month called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. And I'm super excited about it because it's about these little lesser known skipped over verses that we hardly ever notice that I think can give us such great insights into our faith. And a couple things we can learn from this little verse right here in Exodus is that number one, God wants to grow our faith. And stepping out without a sign is how we grow our confidence that God will be there. It's a little bit like rappelling. I don't know if any of you listening have ever been rappelling, but I can remember the first time I did it, I was absolutely terrified because they rope you in, but you do not feel the tension of the ropes. And then you're called to go on the edge of the cliff and just lean back. And it really doesn't feel like the ropes are going to hold you. And the only time that you know the ropes are going to hold you is when you actually lean back over the mountain. And I think that's such a great illustration for what God wants us to do when we take a step of faith. We won't really know for sure that God is going to be there and do what he said until we actually take that step of faith. But once we do, we are never the same, because then we realize how faithful God is. And I think the other thing that God wants is our dependence to be on him and not on our signs. He promises Moses, first of all, in the verse, that he will be with him. And he's going to be leading him every step of the way. Moses will not be alone in this task. But his sign won't come till after he's completed the task that God is calling him to do. And actually, his sign will be how he worships God for being there with him, for doing this miraculous thing. And again, I think that that's so often how God works in our life. God works with us, not for us. So we're actually going to have to take the step of faith. And he wants us to increase our faith muscle to be able to take bigger and bigger steps of faith. That's really our journey. It's not about working our way to heaven. It's about growing our faith. And the only way that this happens is by stepping out without a crutch and watching what God does through us. But that first step of obedience is ours. And I've talked about this before, but I have had such a fear of speaking throughout my life. And so every time I would step out on that stage, it was an act of faith because I was like, I just do not have the confidence to do this on my own. And I'm not going to really know that God is going to be there until I actually step out in front of these people. And it can be so terrifying. But once you feel and see what God does, again, your faith just grows to the point where now when I speak, I know God is going to be there, and it has increased my confidence on His presence with me. And I think the other thing that we learn from this little verse, actually this whole passage, is that no amount of signs will increase our faith, because we can doubt the signs. That was actually true for Pharaoh in this passage, because Moses goes on to show him sign after miraculous sign, the gnats, the locusts, the frogs, the river turning to blood. All these things happen, and at first Pharaoh believes, but then he decides that there's a reason for that happening, and he doesn't end up believing that God is the one who has asked Moses to do this. And of course, it takes a terrible, horrible black plague of death that finally convinces Pharaoh. So I think we can learn from that really no signs can convince us, because we can always talk ourselves out of the signs. And the only thing that really increases our faith is when we watch what God does, even when we don't know what He's going to do, when we actually step out in faith. So signs don't bring us faith. Stepping out in faith and seeing God's faithfulness is what brings us faith. So here's the verse again. I want you to just think about this. God is speaking to Moses, and He says, "And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." The one little last thing to notice from this verse is that God says to Moses, "When." Not if, when you've brought the people out of Egypt, not if you decide to bring the people out of Egypt. God knows this is going to happen. He has confidence that Moses is going to do it, and He also knows that He is going to make it happen. His guarantee is His promise that this will happen, and Moses can rest on God's faithfulness, that He will be true to His word. And I think we can too. So I hope and pray that this is encouraging to you today, especially those of you who are looking at a decision or maybe feeling called to do something that you're terrified to do. Listen, sometimes we pray that the fear will go away, but I have noticed that a lot of times I have to actually step out with my fear. And the only way that my fear diminishes is when I watch what God does. And so may you have the confidence to step out in faith, even without a sign, because your sign is going to be how you worship Him and celebrate Him when He does the very thing He has promised to do. May this verse encourage you today. Thanks so much for tuning in.